Hi, my name is Nathan Totten. Today I'm going to show you the cloud survey sample for Windows Azure websites. This sample is a modern application that uses a couple new technologies for some pretty cool stuff. We're using ASP.NET MVC4, the web APIs, SignalR, and Ember.js to create a rich client-side application. This entire sample is published on GitHub and is made available under the Apache 2 license. I've also included a README file that gives a step-by-step tutorial on how to create a Windows Azure website and how to publish this sample to Windows Azure. I'm also going to walk you through that process here. So to begin, let's switch over to the new Windows Azure portal. And let's click Create Website, and let's create with a database. Let's call this My Cloud Survey 3. We're going to create a new SQL database, and we're going to leave those the same. Specify the name of our database if we want, and let's create a new SQL database server. Our login name, Cloud Survey, and our password. And then let's choose a region. We probably want the region to be the same as our website, so we'll leave it at East US. Click Create. And as you'll see, it just takes a few seconds to create our web application. This is also creating a new database server and a new database called My Cloud something something. So that's done. Let's dismiss that and go into the dashboard of our website. So the one thing I want to show you is this idea of linked resources. Linked resources are a way of keeping different components, different Windows Azure services together for the same application. In this case, we created that website and we've also created that SQL database. The portal has linked those together. The nice thing about this is if I go and delete my application, my website, I'm actually prompted to delete the cloud survey. So this is a way to keep those tied together. You can unlink them, you can link more resources, such as storage, and more coming soon. So let me go back to the dashboard. There are a variety of ways I can publish to Windows Azure websites. I can use Git, I can use TFS. We're going to use WebDeploy. WebDeploy allows us to quickly and easily publish our website directly from Visual Studio. You'll see this link here to download your published profile. The published profile is a file that contains a bunch of information such as the published URL, your credentials, also your database connection information from your linked resources. So let's go ahead and download that published profile and we'll import that later in Visual Studio when we want to publish our application. Let's switch over to Visual Studio. We'll see our application here. So if we want to publish that, pretty simple, just right click, click publish. And then we can import that published profile we just downloaded. That published profile, again, contains all this information, my service URL, my site name, even the credentials. Click Validate Connection just to ensure that's working. And that worked successfully. Click Next. The other thing you'll notice here is I also have my database connection information preset. That connection information is set from that linked resource we created earlier. It's actually included in the published profile. So rather than having to set my connection strings manually or include them in a web.release config, the publish dialog actually will do that for us. Includes our credentials. It includes our connection string with credentials, so really nice, really easy. And we can set that to update the connection strings on our destination web config. This won't change our local web config, only the web config file on the server. Click Next. The other thing to note about WebDeploy is it's an incremental published. This is the first time we've published this application, so we're obviously publishing the entirety of the app. However, on future subsequent deployments, it's actually going to be an incremental publish, so only the files we've changed will get published up to Windows Azure. This makes publishing websites super fast and easy. So let me just click Publish here. In just a few seconds, my site's going to publish and open up. The thing to note is we didn't import our database or set anything up in Windows Azure. We just created that database. That's because we're actually using Entity Framework migrations in our application. So the website created the database for us and got everything set up. It also created our, we also created our default credentials. So let me go ahead and log in. This is our empty admin portal. As you can see, we don't have any surveys created. The really cool thing about this admin portal is because we're using Ember.js, this is actually a rich client-side application. You'll notice as we perform tasks in this portal, our website is not refreshing. So any text in here, such as our survey name or the questions, all we have to do is actually just double click and we can edit the name of that. So let's call this My First Survey, click enter, and then that URL is generated automatically. Also, you'll notice there's no save button on here. That's because with Ember.js, we're actually doing binding of our data as we perform tasks. So as I save that title, we're actually saving that even on the server. So everything's updated in real time. Let me go ahead and add some questions. And type here, do you like Windows Azure websites? And we have a few different question types. Let's select Boolean. Let's add a few more. How many sites have you published to the cloud? For that, let's select scale. And then the last one, what is your favorite Channel 9 show? And we'll just leave that text. So again, no saving. And we can go right to that application or right to that survey and complete this. So do you like Windows Azure websites? Of course. How many sites have you published? Way more than 5. And my favorite show is obviously Cloud Cover. Having a real hard time typing. So let's submit that survey. Last thing to note about this survey application is that we have a summary page. So we can actually go ahead and view the results of that survey. So we see here we have one survey submitted. Here are the answers. So this page actually uses Ember.js to update the UI, but it also uses SignalR. So the UI is actually updated in real time. When someone submits a survey form, this data will actually update in real time without us having to refresh the page. So let me just go ahead and close this here, and let's switch over to another browser since I've already completed that in one browser. So I have my survey again, and watch this side. Just for the sake of an interesting UI, let's put no. But of course, I like Windows Azure websites. How many sites have I published? Let's just select one. And let's put our friend Brady's show in here, webcamp.tv. And submit the survey. And in real time, our site has actually updated. That's using SignalR in the background, so we can see that data without refreshing the page. So pretty cool. So that's pretty cool, and it's also super easy. I'll dive a little bit into the code, but of course it's open source, so you can check it out and see it all for yourself. So let's switch over to Visual Studio here. So as I mentioned, we're using Ember.js. Ember.js provides us a rich client-side UI framework. We basically build all of our UI elements in this application using these handlebar templates. So we're not generating the HTML on the server. We're just generating these templates. And then we're actually calling the server through our web APIs, and we're retrieving JSON data back, and we're building up our UI on the client. This is what allows our application to be very responsive in real time and not have to refresh each page. Here's our survey page. You can see the survey template. And let's go ahead and open the code for the JavaScript for this. And you can see here's the Ember.js JavaScript. This is designed in sort of a model view controller. You'll see here this is the survey summary controller. We have various actions like load questions, update survey results. And then at the bottom here, this very simple bit of code actually enables the SignalR real-time updates. And of course, since we're using ASP.NET MVC4, we're taking advantage of all the standard things like bundles. So all of our JavaScript is actually bundled up together, making it very small, minimizing our requests, making our application even more responsive. And finally, here are our controllers, most of which are just web API controllers returning JSON. So we have getting a survey, posting a survey, all the things like that. So our normal controllers, we're not doing too much. We're just basically generating the HTML, which contains those handlebars templates. So most of our actual UI generation and everything happens on the client. So that's about it with our Cloud Survey application. Definitely go ahead and download that. And please let me know if you have any questions or feedback. I'll be glad to help. Thanks for watching.